Patient name, Madison. Last name, LaBeouf, L-A-B-U-F-F. Date of birth, 9-16-04. Date of service, 1-23-24. This is a 19-year-old female patient. She is here today with flu-type symptoms. She has just given birth to a little one that is now 5 weeks old. Apparently, she went back to a checkup for her baby, and the baby tested positive for influenza A. Shortly thereafter, she started to experience flu-type symptoms as well. She has a fever of 102.9 this morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. Her pulse rate has been increased on physical exam, and it's 116. Slight nausea. No other verbalization of symptoms, period, in a paragraph. She does feel tired, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure 106 over 65, pulse 116, respirations 18, temperature 98.8, oxygenation 96, current weight 124, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none, medical history, negative surgical history, C-section 5 weeks ago. Social history, lives at home with her husband and the baby. Period to paragraph, labs today include a flu and strep test. They were both negative. Period to paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She does look a bit tired. Eyes, pupils are equal and round. Ears, mild, tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area, mild erythema. neck, soft, nothyromegaly, masses, or lymphadenopathy. Heart, tachycardic at 116, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are cleared, auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period. In a paragraph, a special note that flu and strep test, they were both negative, but she does maintain symptoms of influenza. Period. In a paragraph, assessment and plan, flu-like symptoms and exposure to influenza A. Patient will receive Tamiflu, 75 milligrams BID. For 5 days, she's going to monitor her symptoms, get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and then return to clinic or call me if needed.